Brock, and I'm Dick Griffith, and we're looking this week at the book, or actually the letter, of Philemon, which is a short one that Paul wrote. There were very few personal letters that Paul wrote that have been saved, only this one, and there may be a reason for it. I'll try to share some of the interesting detail as we go along. So let's look at this letter, Philemon, starting with verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Appia, our sister, probably his wife, and Archippus, probably his son, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. So Paul in prison, in chains, is writing to Philemon, who the church in Colossae meets in his house. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man now, and a prisoner for Christ Jesus, appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. Onesimus has been saved through Paul's ministry. Verse 11. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. And that's what his name means, useful. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever as a brother in Christ. No longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord? So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. As brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. And then he follows with some ending words of greeting. We noted that the conclusion of the letter to Colossians, the names of significant people who were of great service to Paul in his two-year imprisonment in Rome, one of these was a runaway slave named Onesimus. His story is more deeply detailed in a letter from Paul to Philemon, which we just read. The slave owner and a key individual of the Colossian church, Onesimus means useful, and Philemon means affectionate or loving. Let's look at these two men, starting with Philemon. He was a wealthy landowner who welcomed the church in Colossae into his home. Of course, the early church met in homes, as is the case here. His trusted slave, Onesimus, had become useless to him as he had fled Colossae to Rome, having likely also stolen money or valuable items from Philemon as he left. Through the providence of the Holy Spirit, Onesimus encounters Paul in a Roman prison, and in the process finds Christ. Onesimus receives Christ as Lord and Savior, and having become useless to Philemon, he becomes very useful to Paul. This sets up a major dilemma for the three of them. Philemon owns Onesimus, Paul needs his service, and Onesimus is guilty before Philemon and the Lord. The solution? Onesimus must return and face the consequences of his actions. Paul writes a letter of explanation and appeals to Philemon. This is the only personal letter written by Paul which survives to our day. There may be many reasons for this, as the letter teaches many lessons of appeal to authority, integrity, grace, and God's purpose and circumstances. Paul promises to repay any debt owed to Philemon by Onesimus. He appeals to him based on what Christ has done for him and his reputation in the Colossian church. The final decision is left up to Philemon, and his goodness, in verse 14, is displayed before the Lord and the Colossian church, which meets in his home. The result, Onesimus is forgiven and returned to serve Paul as a free man. Useful becomes useful again. For further information, we must look into the church history of the first century. Remember, the Apostle John, as Christ implied before the ascension, John is the only apostle who died a natural death as a very elderly man. He is persecuted, punished, immersed in boiling oil, and sentenced to exile on the island of Patmos. He is eventually released and returns to Ephesus, where he lives out his last days teaching and preaching. He writes 1st, 2nd, 3rd John and the book of Revelation. Some of his students encourage him to dictate a book which summarizes his teachings on the life of Christ. We know this book as the Gospel of John. Two of John's students become prominent pastors. These are Ignatius and Polycarp. The church at Ephesus becomes a center for collection and reproduction of the books we now know as the New Testament. These works are preserved, including the works of Paul and the letter to Philemon. Ignatius and Polycarp become prominent pastors and are eventually arrested and taken to Rome for execution. On the way, Ignatius writes the letters, writes a number of letters of encouragement, and they testify of his faith. In one of these letters, Ignatius praises the wonderful bishop of the church at Ephesus. Guess what? His name is Onesimus. Onesimus is also eventually martyred, and after decades of service and collection of the scriptures which form the basis of the New Testament we have today. Paul could not have known what this little letter to Philemon would accomplish, but the Holy Spirit did. So, Father, we don't realize what little things we do and what great consequences and they can have in the lives of other people and in your plan for them. This example of a runaway slave who became useless and then became useful, which is his name, and the 40 to 50 years he must have taken to collect and reproduce the documents, which later became known as the New Testament, at least major portions of it. What a great blessing that is for us in our day. We thank you for men like that who you change their heart. You give them a new heart and a new purpose in life. Do the same for us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.